outdated and they never did an update to it.
Hey, how you doing? This is Eldon.
This is Jason.
And we're here at Redeem at 1734 14th Street, Washington, D.C., Northwest. Sorry, I forgot it for a second. We're here at the launch party for the Fashion Weekly with our homeboy, Grant Harris of Image Granite. What do you think of the party so far?
Very nice. They have some good items, a good variety of items in the store, from candles to scarves to shoes. Sweaters, like it's a little bit of everything going on here. The atmosphere is good, very mature, and this little drink that I had, the ping pong, yeah, it was on point.
Yeah, it was on point. We have to definitely get the recipe for that and feature that on the happy hour one day. But it's a great shop, and hopefully you check out the posts and see the pictures, and hopefully we'll be able to snag Grant and talk to him a little bit before everything is said and done to get his input on the issue and exactly how everything came to be. So sit back, relax, stay tuned, and again, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, the Fashion Washington. I've been familiar with Fashion Washington magazine for a while now, but Holly Simmons, one of the editors, we've been out and about and seen each other at different events, and got to talking, and she actually contacted me for the issue, and she gave me the honor of being the curator for the menswear gift guide. So it was a great honor, and obviously being with the other bloggers, but to have the opportunity to choose holiday gifts for the DC man is definitely an honor. So I appreciate it. The shoot was great. There's not a lot to me, so they didn't have to work. They didn't have to do a lot to me, but it went well. It was hot because at the time it was hot outside, but it was a fall theme, so I was decked out in my fall attire. Lauren Leese, the home interior designer, the lovely lady that's next to me on the cover, she was very fun. She was very nervous, and she was like, Grant, I don't know, but we calmed her down, so she was good. But it was a great experience. The reaction has been very positive to the print issue and online, so hopefully it continues. But this came about, Holly and I had the idea to take it past just the cover and have a celebration. So obviously you and friends and colleagues, we invited them out. So it's great. This is my first time in Redeem. Great shop. I heard good things about them. But hopefully we can partner in the future and take it to the next level. So like I said, great honor to be on the cover, to be a part of the project. And thank you to FW. Thank you to the editors and definitely Holly.
One more question though. I see in the issue you're the only guy. Do you feel any pressure? What we want and what we like?
Pressure's good because that means it keeps me on my toes and makes sure I gotta come with it in terms of what I'm representing, obviously how I look, but also keeping in mind that everybody in D.C. is different. Right. So I had to pick and choose different things. But we wanted to highlight the local D.C. entrepreneurs, the local D.C. businesses that are doing business here and doing good things. Actually, I heard about some businesses that I wasn't familiar with before. So the pressure is a good thing. I look at it as a good thing. It keeps me on my toes.
Thank you, Grant. Always, it's a pleasure, man.
Oh, pleasure.
All right, we are just leaving Fashion Washington. I said Fashion Weekly before. I don't know why. But Fashion Washington party with Grant Harris at Redeem in Georgetown of D.C. And Jason, what did you think of everything?
It was really great. Great to meet some new people, some new designers that I had not heard of before. So that was good because so many times, some of the events, we see the same people, the same companies, the same bloggers, but it was an opportunity to meet a new crowd of people. So that was the best part for me. And again, the atmosphere, nice, laid back, found a new store that I've seen, didn't even know it was a clothing store. So that's always great. Those are my main points though.
I think one of the most amazing things for me is the Wolverine boots were really, really nice. And, you know, you think of Wolverine boots, it's work boots, you know, heavy-duty sort of things. And it was really nice talking with Patrick, the rep from the area, based out of Baltimore. He came down. We got a little bit of video with him just talking about the boots and showing them off and everything. So it was really, really nice. A nice boot, nice product. So, and the price was really reasonable, too, which is, you know, you look at shoes, you're scared because you get a nice quality shoe, and it, you know, you're dropping a couple $100 on it, and, you know, it's like a paycheck, or at least half paycheck for some of us. So it's nice to see they were reasonably affordable. And the shop itself for Dean was nice. It was, how does someone put it, kind of avant-garde sort of clothing, but it's some nice stuff, traditional menswear-ish, probably more so, I'm going to date myself with this one, more of the, what is it, Generation Y, so to speak, style of menswear clothing. And it's not just like menswear, but they had some nice stuff, nice ties, nice shirts and whatnot. So it was really nice. And also the drinks too. I forget the beer. It was a Chinese lager. Totally forget the name of it. We got to find out. But also the signature drink was called the Ping Pong, and the restaurant the sponsor was called the Ping Pong. And I forget what it had in it, but it had vermouth. And if you've, you know, been keeping up with our post on the Happy Hour, you see that it seems like every other drink that we feature has vermouth in it. And it's very smooth, very light, but you do not want to drink a lot of those because you will be on your behind.
Yeah, one thing I was going to say about the Ping Pong, it will sneak up on you. It's very smooth, very light. You can tell that there's alcohol in it, but I always say any drink worth its merit, any drink worthwhile, is not overpowering, and those are the ones that sneak up on you. But it's very smooth, very light, but after a good 3 or 4, you will be on your tail.
And that is why we only have one apiece. Alrighty, I think we're going to sign off here from the side of the road on 14th Street in Washington, D.C. You got any last parting words, Jason?
I'm just glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back. All right, folks, thank you again for joining us here on Webster Style Magazine. This is going to be a short podcast, but thank you for joining in, and we will see you on the flip side.